Jury selection starts today in the trial of Michael Jackson. The pop star faces multiple counts of child molestation. He has pleaded not guilty. He is free on $3 million bail, and he's defending himself in the court of public opinion. In a video statement yesterday, he asked people to keep an open mind.
I deserve a fair trial like every other American citizen. I will be acquitted and vindicated when the truth is told.
Here's more on the trial from NPR's Carrie Kahn.
Michael Jackson is one of the most famous people ever to be prosecuted, and it seems like the whole world is gearing up for the trial. Every news outlet has set up lights, cameras, and a satellite truck around the row of one-story buildings at Santa Maria's courthouse. Price gouging is on the rise, too. One attorney across the street from the courthouse has been asking for as much as $2,000 a day for his prime rooftop vantage point.
No, I didn't.
But owner Danny Knotts of Little Jocko's drive-thru down the street from the courthouse says he won't jack up the $2 price of a hamburger, and he has no plans either to slightly alter the name of his burger joint to draw in Jackson fans.
No, it's Jocko's. J-O-C-K-O-S.
No plans on changing?
No, not a bit.
Nobody is trying harder to dim the spotlight on the case than the judge, Rodney Melville. He immediately slapped a gag order on all involved in the trial, shut cameras out of the courtroom, and sealed almost every piece of evidence. Lori Levinson of Loyola Law School in Los Angeles says the level of secrecy in the case is extraordinary.
Where you haven't released the entire indictment, where you've sealed almost every pleading, where you've even tried to take out the language of the Supreme Court decisions and black it out on the pleadings so that the public won't see the words pornography or obscenity. I mean, it's really almost gotten to the absurd stage.
But despite the judge's best intentions, the case against Jackson is one of the worst-kept secrets. Last month, the grand jury transcripts were leaked and widely available on internet sites and TV magazine shows. Yesterday, in a court-approved video statement, the pop star called the leaks disgusting and false. Both the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department and the district attorney, Tom Snedden, have denied being the source of the leaks. Steve Balish, a criminal defense lawyer from Santa Barbara who's known the DA for years, says Snedden isn't one to grandstand.
Generally, he's pretty shy. He's kept out of the limelight. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'd see him and I'd say, gee, Tom, I'd know you were still alive.
Snedden is known to be a tenacious prosecutor. The father of nine charged Jackson with molesting a child in Santa Barbara back in 1993. That case never made it to trial. Jackson reportedly settled with the family of the alleged victim for $20 million. For his part, Jackson has long accused the DA of waging a vendetta against him. He even wrote a song widely interpreted as an attack on Snedden. In pretrial hearings, Jackson's lawyer, Thomas Mesereau, hasn't held back the punches either, frequently trying to discredit the alleged victim and portraying the now 15-year-old child's family as greedy liars. Mesereau, who sports a shocking white mane of hair, is highly respected for his work on behalf of poor death penalty defendants in the South. In the last pretrial hearing held Friday, Judge Melville gave all sides a stern warning on conduct, reminding all the players that, quote, they carry the burden of showing the world what a fine system we have. Jury selection is expected to take up to a month. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.